consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. An easy productivity hack: instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
You have to be what most people aren't: consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
Consistency, 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 man.
Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you can get to where you want to go.
It's about consistency, right? It's the consistency. Going to the gym for 9 hours does not get you into shape. Working out every day for 20 minutes gets you into shape.
We can be consistent and build on consistency, not in one aspect of our life. We can build on consistency in everything that we do.
I should have stopped this for your father. I'm stopping this one now.
Don't, okay? Let me finish. I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life. And you can't defeat me. There is not. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this. You cannot destroy this.
And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go. Even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, keep going. You're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age. It can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their keen ass off to get it.
You have many gifts. The wonder is a gift. What is in here is a gift. You do not think like other men. You are unpredictable. And that will serve you well. Use your anger intelligently.
For me, anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys. What did they say? You know, and what did they look like? Did they disrespect me at all?
It certainly lit a fire under my belly. Every single person doubted me. Every single fighter doubted me. But doubt me now.
People always say, you gotta love the work. You gotta love what you do. You don't have to love what you do. You gotta get addicted to what you do. You gotta be addicted to winning. You cannot work short hours. You gotta work long hours. You gotta work smarter and you gotta work fucking harder. It's the work that you put in, the time and effort, the dedication, the hours that nobody else saw here, the sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted to the result.
At the end of the day, the person that will surrender is the person that didn't work as hard as the other person. You gotta work harder than the other person. So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you saying, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting in his zone.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, you're in that spot. of obsession and drive.
To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you gonna do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you want. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who've given blood, who've given tears, you want what they paid for, and it ain't free. It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrendered. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you got to be it. It has to consume you.
You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
You gotta learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you gotta understand that greatness is within you. And you gotta pull it out. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta cry if you got to. But whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. But I know greatness is within you. And you got what it takes.
But I will work. And I will work hard. I will be up when my competitors sleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it. And I recommend that you do the same.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way.
Listen. The work is behind the scenes. Competition is the easy part. Behind the scenes is where the work is done.
It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion because it's only delusional until it works.
Delusion is only delusional when you don't accomplish the goal of making your delusions a reality. Impossible is nothing to somebody that tries. Everything that someone said was impossible has happened.
Yeah.
And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. Once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
You know, everywhere I look around the game, I see lesser versions of myself. People trying to implement our way of thinking, which is the correct way of thinking, so I respect that. But at the end of the day, it is just a watered down version of myself, so I respect it, but I cannot fear it.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. Fuck all the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't going to beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm going to get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were going to get tired. They were going to get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not going to do that stuff. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to keep getting wide. I'm going to stay relentless.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off. Go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Me. The bigger your dream is, the harder to grind.
You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're gonna have to stay up, the more effort you're gonna have to put in.
You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earned every dime I get. I worked for this.
You will not outwork me, because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me.
You gotta kill. What's gonna separate you from everybody else? I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have, the grind that I have when I do what I do. I got a different motor. I got a different grind.
If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but you can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate what kind of game you're gonna have. You can't dictate how your body is gonna respond to moving around, but you can dictate your effort.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it.
No dream come on you, push. And I'm not gonna give you no cookies and ice cream. Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. So push. Just push past the pain. Push. Don't quit. Push. And you push your way to success. You have a chance to control your destiny. All of us are created equal. Some of us just work harder. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't give up and give in. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom, compete. You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. You're giving 50, and you won't with these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears. You won't what they paid for, and it ain't free. You get a breakthrough when you fight. That's the hardest part, because the breakthrough, that last 10%, is all mental toughness.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
He said, you know the difference between champions and everyone else? And I was like, what? He said, everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? And he said, what do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. And so in dealing with the gold medal, he's like, they just never stop. They just can't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal.
How many of you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I am doing my best? Because if you can, you're fucking lying to yourself. Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. Losers talk about hating to lose. Losers say they hate to lose. Losers talk about how they want to win. Winners do what the fuck it takes. And that means beating the next guy. If you aren't going to work at your job every day and looking at all the other motherfuckers and thinking, dude, I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you, you don't have what it takes. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
While you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit.
You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes.
You gotta eat it, you gotta drink it, you gotta sleep it, like it has to consume who you are.
And if you're gonna be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're gonna be the apex, you gotta be it, not talk about it.
People know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that, you do that. People know it.
You gotta be it. It has to consume you. It has to take over you. That when I see you without even knowing you, I ought to be able to look at you, and from your ethos, I ought to see you are the best of the best. I ought to know what you're doing without you saying one word. It ought to illuminate from you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
The stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be. Michael and Kobe weren't the greatest athletes, but their mindset is what separates those individuals.
Separate yourself. You playing against other teams and you're doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. Stop doing what they're doing. If you stop doing what they're doing, you're going to be a champion. Stop following. No more following. No more doing what everybody else is doing. Set the doggone standards. It's time for y'all to set the standard.
We can't be complacent and we can't take our foot off the enemy's throat. We are going to be relentless. We are not going to give him the chance to regroup. He will not get the chance to recover. We are not going to stop until there is nothing left to pursue.
You've got to do more. You've got to become valuable. You've got to understand that what you get paid to do is the minimum, and everything on top of that is your investment in your future.
Get out of bed, come here in the morning. It's going for it, or else sleeping. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. The more you throw against the wall, something will eventually stick. It doesn't stick, dreaming about it. The first step into making a dream a reality is waking the fuck up.
You keep focusing on everything and everyone else, and I'll keep working. You'll realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about. And you will lose, and I will win.
I'm just confident in my ability and in my mind frame. I know, nobody can tell me that I move the same as any of these guys, because I don't move the same. I move differently. I move unique, and I know I move unique. Not only that, I speak unique, I act unique. I'm just different than these people. I just feel different to these on another level, on another playing field than any of them before me. That's why I know, I have no doubt in my mind that I'm the greatest, that I will be the greatest of all time. In my head already, I am better than everybody. There's a lot of hate come from people, you know, but I know, and I will prove. You give me time and I will prove it to everybody. Nobody has my mindset.
You've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus. Like, for me, anger was good. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys. Now, I knew I wasn't going to kill them physically, but man, if I could just, what did they say? You know, and did that asshole say something? Like, those are little things that can get me right in the emotional frame of mind that when I ran on the field and I said, let's fucking go. It was really, let's go kick some ass.
I don't believe in talent. I'm here because I worked hard my whole life.
The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the fucking pinnacle. The people who want to be accomplished. The people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, out-improve, out-strategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
You have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Are you interested or are you obsessed?
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm gonna go hang out with some hyenas. Cause he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate.
I might not be the fastest, the strongest, the smartest, none of that crap, but I'll outwork your ass and I flat out want it more than you. It's relentlessness, man. It's pushing past barriers. It's every time you get somewhere, it's wanting to go to the next level.
You guys are entitled to What you're entitled to is an opportunity to show up and be your best. Everyone's like, oh, Greg, you're lucky. You got this, Greg, you're lucky. Everything you do is luck. Bullshit. Because before it was luck, it was a belief. And every day with no one watching at 5 in the morning, by myself, I trained it because I believed in it. In hopes that one day, my trained ability collided with an opportunity to show it off. That's what luck is. That's what success is. Nothing subjective in there. It's all you.
You got to look at how much you're working. You got to look at how much effort you're making, the intention you're putting out there.
You got to go where nobody else wants to go. You got to work the hours nobody else wants the hours.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided I'm going to be a player. I decided at some point I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am. I write these chapters.
You don't need the world's permission. You don't need anyone's permission to be great. Only permission you need is from that motherfucker who stares at you back in the mirror every day and a willingness to do the hard fucking work longer, harder, and better than anyone. So what are you going to do? Are you going to buy another success program looking for the secret recipe that doesn't exist? Or are you going to go do something right fucking now and do something that brings you closer to greatness? That's your choice.
Focus equals feeling. Focus equals feeling. Whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, even if it's not true. So guess what? It doesn't matter what's true. The minute you focus on something, that's what's true for you. It's like focus equals reality for the individual, even though it's not reality and actuality. So learning to control our focus is the second skill that will change your whole life. If you want to feel the way you want to feel, you got to learn not to focus on.
It's good that you have really high standards, but you have to understand it's called self-discipline for a reason, meaning it's about you. You don't get to enforce that on other people. This is why Marcus Aurelius talks about being strict with yourself, tolerant with others. Cato says, I can forgive anyone's errors but my own.
mentally strong people have self-discipline. And what I mean by that, they only do nice things for people who treat them with respect. Write that down.
Gratitude erases negativity. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of bed. I'm tripping, I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel, in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have.
I've got a three-step plan to build more discipline. Number one, be more aware. Number two, be consistent. And number three, you gotta be relentless with it.
Nothing's gonna keep your focus if it's not meaningful, right?
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Because you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're gonna be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you. If you're improving yourself, then what you are doing is competing with your lesser self.
The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy, but the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can, and it'll put you on that path, the path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
If the payoff is big enough, meaningful, significant, game-changing, this is why people give up on their goals. They give up on their goals because they're not meaningful, they're not significant, there's no life-changing result.
If you're going to mess around with very complicated and dangerous matters, you should really put your life together. We also know that the higher your conscientiousness, the lower your neuroticism. Conscientiousness does seem to keep neuroticism in check. And so I would say, and have said this to many people, clean your room, organize your life, get a routine, get up every day at the same time, go to bed at the same time, establish disciplined habits. That will help a lot.
Definition of discipline. It's the suppression of base desires and is usually understood to be synonymous with restraint and self-control. For me, discipline means forcing yourself to do something that you don't necessarily want to do. I mean, forcing yourself to do the things that you don't want to do that you know are the right things to do. To me, that's what discipline really means.
For me, when I think about discipline, it's that my mental status, when I talk to myself, is always apologetic and understanding of things out of my control. My core discipline is, I wanted this to be the case. It snowed. Mother Nature said, go fuck yourself. I said, thank you, Mother Nature. And when we got in at 3 a.m., I'm not gonna wake up at 6 a.m. and work out because I'm tired, and it's okay, and I'll pick it back up tomorrow, and that's that.
Nothing is permanent but change. Write it down. Nothing is permanent but change. So there's somebody in this room, you failed a test, and you're acting like it's permanent. You broke right now. I'm talking to somebody the other day, like, I'm 25 years old, I don't have no money, babe. I said, okay, and? Did you just hear what I said? I said, what did you just say? I'm broke, I'm about to get evicted from my house, I don't have anything. I said, okay, and? Like, talk to me, like, you talking like it's the end of the world. What are you saying? I'm broke. Oh, let's do this. Don't focus on the fact that you broke. Focus on the fact that nothing is permanent.
Negativity, you can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative, because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coat your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing, gratitude.
We got to change what we focus on from the question of what do I have to do to what's my outcome? What do I want? What's most important to me? What's the result I'm committed to getting? That one change will change completely how you respond in your life, because it'll change you from focusing where everyone's demanding your attention or what you're afraid of or what might give you pleasure in the moment to what's most important to you.
And it's the thing that got you to the point that you are at now, but now we don't value it because we feel as if we've gotten to a certain point. Like, adversity is adversity, opposition is opposition, challenges are challenges. But it's not so much about the opposition and the adversity that we face as it is about the perspective that we have about the opposition and adversity that we face. Meaning, perspective drives performance every day of the week. How you view what you do will always affect how you do what you do.
Daily targets. You need a daily target. What has to happen today, what I can measure today in order to stay focused on my goals tomorrow, next week, and next month.
Sit down, open the calendar, and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have. What that would mean then is that you would schedule things that you would consider meaningful and productive, you know, on a daily basis, so that you feel that your life is justified by having a day like that, and also to schedule enough of your responsibilities so that you make progress day by day instead of falling farther behind.
You know what you should do, and you know what you shouldn't do to be more successful, healthy, happy, and wealthy. The problem is you aren't doing it. What's the gap then? Self-control, self-management, emotional maturity. When you order the nachos, even though you're on a diet, when you say yes to the extra drink, even though you know you shouldn't, when you respond in sarcasm, anger, or defensiveness instead of compassion and patience, when you excuse yourself from going to the gym because you got too busy, when you excuse making those prospecting calls because you got too busy, when you allowed minor distractions to pull you off your important priorities, all these instances are a result of emotional immaturity.
Anyone has natural discipline. They build structures around them. They build systems around them. They schedule them and they eliminate the things that take from it. And over time, they build this identity where they seem like they're incredibly disciplined people.
Your imagination took you way off into time and space, and you see, that's where I want to go. You created what you wanted in your mind. Don't ever let it go. That is a frequency. You got to get there. You got to live there.
Don't rely on others to support what you see in yourself.
Discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does. But that is just the beginning. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
I'm gonna stop this thing.
No, I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
When you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like,
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here? I built this shit. Me, brick by brick.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
Do what no one else does. Run 3 o'clock in the morning because no one else is running 3 o'clock in the morning. If they're training 3 hours, you train 4 hours. You train when the gym is closed. You know, whenever the gym is closed and you already train, you train again. You know, you have to do what no one else is doing. You know, when they're sleeping, you're running, you're working out.
And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and
by consequence, the more epic the hero.
You have time to do the things you want to do, like study and plan.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
To get to the level, to get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big.
I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is.
Failure is part of the formula for success. So you learn, you make mistakes, you get better, you make more advanced mistakes, and then you get better.
You have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up.
As long as you get up, you win. The winning isn't getting up. So many people think they failed. They didn't fail.
They stopped.
You stopped.
The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory. That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Fail as much as humanly possible.
Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder.
Is there a value to going, if you're not getting past this today, this week, this month, this year, all of a sudden a decade goes by and you're still hung up and you can't get rid of that thing in your memory where it was, and it's got you paralyzed and you're a victim of it. Is there, and you're doing the therapy and you're doing the work and you're taking a prescription if that's what you're taking, is there a value in going, if it's holding you back from going where you want to go, maybe you should just deny the fucking thing ever fucking happened. Kick it in the head. Kick it off the curb. I'm done with you. I'm sick of you. I'm tired of hanging out with you. I'm tired of that thing, whatever it is, holding me back from going where I want to go.
Thinking your way, feeling your way, working your way through those things on the other side. It's like, you know, I don't know who said the saying, but like usually, you know, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm gonna keep grinding, I'm gonna keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt.
This is what champions do. This is what people who win perpetually do. They don't give a fuck what's happening in the world. They don't let the distractions of the day pull them off course. Do those things make it harder for them to do it? Yes. But what does that mean? It means that we focus. It means we get more discipline. It means we prioritize, and it means we keep moving forward. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing.
You're not grinding hard enough. If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being a pussy to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day.
Yeah.
If you grind hard, man, I ain't got time to worry about your monkey ass. I ain't got time to worry about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind. People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
What's the biggest challenge that most of these individuals have? What's the common challenge?
Believe. They don't believe, man, you know. It's all mental, and people don't get it. You know, everybody wants to say, okay, well, here go 10 steps to, okay, Lewis said do 8, E.T. said do 9, you know, this person says this is 12 steps, and everybody's trying to get the steps without the mentality. It's like, okay, maybe you don't need all 9, or maybe you don't need all 8. Maybe you need 4. Maybe you need 12. I don't know. But I think sometimes they see what we do and say, if I can duplicate that, just like exactly how he does in the book, exactly how, and it's like, yo, you have a story. You know, you have a unique experience. And so your 12 are shaped by not just your world, but how your world has shaped your thinking. And I think that's the part that mission is like, guys.
But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say, like, you tired? Who cares? You tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're going to watch fight, you just watch fight. They walk out inside the cage, they fight, and they leave. You don't know what happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
This is not your business. Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
It takes hard work. Years of hard work. It's not good information. In fact, it's a lie. Stop and think of some of the people you know that have been working real hard for a long time, and they're not winning at all. They're broke. They're renting a place to live. They don't own their own home. They're probably driving a used car. And so if they say that dog won't hunt, the idea of working hard is silly. It's silly. Listen, I want you to think of what this book is. This is Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. He writes in here, there are 30 major causes of failure. There's 13 principles of success. Now listen to this. He said, if you are one of those people who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought, because it is not true. Riches, when they come in huge quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demands based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or luck.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for people, all this, who's gonna carry the bolts and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want. For example, you arrive home, you had a lunch, you do it a quick nap, and you wake up, you play with your kids, and I have to go to the gym at least 30, 40 minutes, but this will make the difference in the end of the day, you understand? If you not do it that work, you miss one. The next day, it's two sessions that you lost, and I know in the end of the day, in the end, they're gonna make a huge difference.
You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no base. This ain't no, I want to go party. You've given up that right when you had kids. Hey, party's over with, out of time. Not time to be partying no more. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get your work. Now build a legacy. I put you to work for this legacy. You work for your family. You don't got no options. You don't work nowhere else. You don't work for nobody else. You work for your family. You work for your kids.
I want to let you all know that how important your today is. Your now is. Study hard, work hard, play harder. Don't be bound by rules. Don't hurt anybody. Never grow up and never ever live somebody else's dream. Remember, however many times you go wrong, no matter how many times you fail, despair, feel like this world is against you, in the words of Bob Marley, at the end, everything's gonna be all right.
This idea and this notion that you could be anything you want and you can accomplish anything you want, right? We hear that. You've heard that from the time you were little boys. You hear that now. You're already incredibly accomplished. You guys know that. The thing that has worked for me is to remember the hard times. Anything big that would happen, I would always take a moment and I just remind myself, all right, I was evicted when I was 14. We were kicked off the island. We couldn't live in Hawaii. Had no place to live. I would remember that. And it allows me then to be present in the moment and understand, holy, the stuff I have around me right now, this is the shit that I dreamed of when I was a kid.
Listen, you got at least 3/4 of your life to go. That's 3 more lifetimes to you. So don't blow it. Don't do drugs. If you're doing it, stop it. Get some help. Give yourself a chance. A chance to find out all the wonderful things you really can be.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you.
There are nothing but difficulties in achieving your goal. Listen, folks, success is hard. It's really hard. Being not successful is hard too. Now, here's the difference between the two hards, being not successful and hard, and trying to become successful and hard. When you are not successful and hard, there are no options. You can't decide where you're going to dinner. You can't decide if you're going to buy a pair of shoes. You can't decide if you're going on vacation. You can't decide what you're going to eat. Your don't have options. On the road to success, it's hard, but it creates options for you.
I want you to learn that the only way you grow is how to look at yourself and say, okay, like I did, table longer than this, what the fuck I have to do to get somewhere? I'm this. Well, basically, I'm not this. I can't do this. I'm all these insecurities. Your life finally started. When you sit in the ugly mirror and say, I'm this, you finally started your life. But most of all, your biggest fears, the biggest things that put you in the fucked up place you are today are in there. So we all like to keep them shut, even like to lock them up, act like they never happened. That's why you never grow. You never improve. You never have real conversations like we're having right now. Never. Oh, no. Let's not go there. You got to relive it. Every fucking detail of it.
But most importantly, you know what I had invested? I had sweat equity. I had been working my whole life. And what I didn't understand by being determined to chase something, by being committed to it, and what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. You see, people think commitment is saying, yes, I'll do it on the days when it feels good. But I have been committed to everything that I ever started in my life, and I never stopped and I never quit it. And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. It built a certain type of individual. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't lay in the bed even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing. I understood the process is more important than the product. It wasn't about the outcome for me. Whether I made it to the NFL or not, that was inconsequential in God's plan for my life. But I was going to fall in love with that process because I understood by falling in love with that process, it was going to turn me into a machine. If it's just about you and it's just about the product, it will crush you. Every day I get up, I understand. It's somebody in the free world that's looking at me to see if I'm going to keep going. And so I can't quit.
Just say I can. Come on, I can. Come on, one time.
I can.
Yep, I will.
I will.
Yep, I must.
I must.
I am here because I want to be here. That's why I'm here. Like, nobody forced me to come here. I'm not getting paid to be here. I am here because I want to be here.
If you ask people, why didn't you achieve something? Somebody who's working for you, you know, or a partner, or even yourself. You fail to achieve a goal. What's the reason people say they fail to achieve? What do they tell you? Didn't know enough. Didn't have the knowledge. Didn't have the money. Didn't have the time. Didn't have the technology. You know, I didn't have the right manager. You may not have the money. You may not have the Supreme Court. But that is not the defining factor. The defining factor is never resources, it's resourcefulness. And what I mean specifically, rather than just some phrase, is if you have emotion, human emotion, something that I experienced from you day before yesterday at a level that is as profound as I've ever experienced, and if you communicated with that emotion, I believe you would have won.
I tell my son all the time, I'm like, Ink, it's a big difference between a hard worker and somebody that works hard, right? Most cats are somebody that works hard. If the situation and the circumstance is what they want it to be, they're going to come out and they're going to act accordingly and they're going to give you everything they got. But a hard worker, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what happened, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give everything I got to it because I'm working for something that's totally different, right? The question becomes this. Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing?
Some people have been bullied. Some people are just stressed out. Some people are insecure. Some people are fat and overweight. And the world puts a lot of this shit in your mind. It's not just you. Yeah, you help it. And my whole thing is about, I had to develop a mindset that was indestructible. I had to armor plate my mind. And it's about what you're saying to yourself, but it also comes at work. So whenever I was getting beat down, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever I was going through, just saying, you know, I would put, you know, you can't hurt me. Can't hurt me just became a message. I would say to myself.
Take a step back right now and think about who we all admire. They're all people that punted the system. They're people that practiced singing since they were five. They're people that shot 10,000 basketballs every morning. It's always that. Anything meaningful and good takes real time and effort. You have to work for it.
Please recognize the world we're living in.
The world is abundant. If you're good enough, you can get yours too.
I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. We're not playing to the level of our competition no more. We're not even playing. Sometimes we good, sometimes we great. We gonna go out there on three, y'all, and we gonna do what this year? One, two, three. One, two, three.
And there were times where I sort of looked at my life and thinking, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. And you keep on concentrating on the things that you wish you had or the things that you wish you didn't have. And so many people come and say, how come you smile so much? You see, it's very hard to smile sometimes in life. There are things that happen that you don't know and you don't understand and you don't know if you're going to get through it. You know, you go through your storms in life and you don't know how long this storm's going to be.
Failure's it's a bullshit code for you quit. Don't be a quitter, bitch. Don't be a quitter. Because if you quit, you will fail. When you hear somebody walk up here and talk about their success, you need to unload on the audience. If he can get it and she can get it, I can get it. I'm telling you, like you guys got to figure out how to quit worrying about your damn refrigerator and your kids' shoes. Money matters. It gives you options. You can move around a little bit and say, shit, I want to put 10,000 every month. I want 10,000 going to a charity. You got to have money. Don't have to have money to make money. You need courage and commitment to get money.
You need to be sort of very rigorous in your self-analysis. I think certainly extremely tenacious and then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. That all those things improve the odds of success.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
400 trillion to one. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life? That's how rare it is to be a human being. You've been given this ridiculous triple miracle. You've got one at bat, please do something about it. We are living through the greatest era to be alive ever. Yes, there's stuff. I got news for you, there's always stuff. But when you take control of your at bat, when you put it all on yourself, when it's your fault and your wins, when you own it, that's when it starts happening.
No matter that you're broke, as long as you hadn't quit. So like you can't break me. That means I can take a lot of risks.
because I'm not worried about going broke, because I can't be broke. I have my spirituality, I have my creativity, I have my persistence, I got courage. Like, they ain't no breaking me, man. And I'm a dangerous beast.
With every obstacle, I look at it as friction now. Without friction, there is no growth. You have to have friction in your life to grow. So I start looking at all these different things versus the woe is me mentality. Like, oh my God, look at my life. My life's so fucked up. I come from this fucked up family. I'm being beaten. I'm being abused mentally, physically. I start looking at it as the perfect trial ground. Try to flip it upside down. It's okay. I'm suffering tremendously, mentally. Use this to your advantage versus your disadvantage. So that's what I did. Versus looking at it as like, oh my God, woe is me, I'm never gonna get out of here. I looked at it as, okay, hang on a second. If I can overcome this, if I can find some power in this, some way to get through this, that right there will be the fuel for the rest of my life.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it and write about it and talk about it and hang it up on your wall. But most important, do something about it. Do something about it every day. Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps the goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Do it. Do that little piece. Make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It's all on you.